Friends, this is the last chapter of your syllabus on venture capital and crowdfunding. In this chapter, I have tried to evaluate and tried to give the crisp information about the venture capital, crowdfunding, and e-commerce. Putting together and also the digital technology, considering Web3 as well as crypto and also blockchain technology, I have a little ambitious to say that the future of the venture capital, crowdfunding, and e-commerce in India is bright. Finally, I have concluded it like that. On what ground I am saying this? That is concluded in this final chapter, which will be taking the complete review of whatever so far you have learned in venture capital, crowdfunding, in both. Okay, so let us see and discuss about this future of venture capital, crowdfunding, and e-commerce in India. For our discussion, I have taken a little bit more liberty to add certain things which, though they are not in place, but possibly that could be the tomorrow's vision. So, the performance of the venture capital in India, performance of crowdfunding in India that is getting reviewed, then future of the crowdfunding in India, and what is store in front of the crowdfunding in India because of the lack of proper regulations, and the venture capital funds that fuels India's e-commerce business are some of the points that we are going to discuss elaborately a little bit, right? So the best thing about the crowdfunding is that it can also generate the interest and hence the helps in marketing the product, as well as it is also a boon. If you are not sure that there will be any demand for the product you are working on, this process can cut out the professional investors and the brokers by putting funding into the hands of the common people. There is a means of connectivity in the venture capital, crowdfunding, and the popular process of e-commerce. Over the past 5 decades, venture capital has made a significant contribution to the technological innovation. Many of pathbroking technologies have been emerged from the small business. Therefore, the venture capital, which is primarily used by the companies, may not have an enough operating history to qualify that as a traditional loan. Frequently, loan can be taken, but not a traditional loan like bank loan, right? So most startup, high technology companies have used their venture capital in order to get it started. Those companies which are required to provide the venture capital company with the form of the profit sharing by providing the venture capital firm equity in economy or in company, venture capital can also include the managerial and technical expertise. They are providing that. So most venture capital comes from the group of wealthy investors, investment bankers, and other financial institutions. At the same time, this crowdfunding also has become a serious source of the capital. Okay, this crowdfunding has developed primarily tool for entrepreneurs and the creative people to assess the potential of their ideas, engage with the specific people who would be interested in their ideas and attract the funding. When you have created your company, How do you go about the funding to it? If you have not resources to self-fund and a small business loan is not a good option, you might be considering raising the option from the angel investor group, venture capital or crowdfunding. You need to decide which one of these you will be the best choice for your company. This is what the situation is in India today. India is not exception. There is about 7 venture capital funds that have been quietly shaping India's blooming e-commerce business also, which saw its biggest payout in April 16, 2015, when online retailer Flipkart absorbed the fashion e-retailer Myntra. And that too for $370 million. Besides infusing the capital into the host of enterprises, the idea, these venture capitals are also playing a kingmakers, facilitating a wave of consolidation in Indian e-commerce industry. Now let us see, just take a review of the performance of venture capital in India. In 2021, there was a record growth of venture capital funding, which has reached to $38.5 billion. And other highlights consist of the investment in India is grown by 3.8-fold over 2020, faster than the China's growth. Share of venture capital funding in India accounted for the greater than 50% of the overall private equity and venture capital investment in the country in 2021. 44 unicorns have been minted in India, which is exceeding China's 42 unicorns in a year. Therefore, the investing momentum was driven by the significant factors and that are existing for the several years for the making, maturing the digital infrastructure, that is UPI, Unified Payment Systems, which is led by the payment rails, cheap and unambiguous data access, and Aadhaar Electronic Know Your KYC, eKYC, increasing the depth of the startup of ecosystem and revigorating the investors' confidence in a long-held capital, significant public and secondary exits, and the positive macroeconomic outlook for India is provided. Further, Chinese regulators tightened their control over the local technical economy, tech economy, like the fintech or edtech. This capital deployment saw redirection to India. Consumer technology, fintech, software services, that is software as a services, that is SaaS, continued to account for 75% of all the venture investment by value in line with 2020. These sectors continued to see the significant expansion in the deal size also. This SaaS specifically saw a deal and its size, which expansion is very good. A few emerging sectors stood out, and these sectors within the consumer tech, several alternative formats of the e-commerce, they saw significant. It may be success is through the video commerce or direct to consumer, D2C, brand aggregator model and short form videos. Online business to business, that is B2B, marketplaces saw the traction as 4 new unicorns were created. Okay, large opportunity size driven by the pandemic-led infection in digital adoption with B2B supply chains. SAS funding continued to see the momentum, and within the fintech's record funding, consumer and SMB focus, neobanks held a significant share. Web3, crypto-based startups, and also Explosio Growth raising up to 500 million plus in 2021. If you look at the globally, the headwinds in 2020 are likely to affect the funding and outlook for the rest of the year. We expect the investment in 2022 to remain in a similar range of 2021. Okay, as far as quality and deals are concerned, investors are expected to double down more significantly on the quality of the assets and larger rounds and more measures in place, as well as compressed multipliers. In global public market, this probably see to trickle down the impact, leading and rationalization of valuation and the focus on unit economics. There exists a via public listing that may also sometimes, as an IPO in the pipeline, may adopt the wait and watch, because there was no good market for the IPO in 2022. Few emerging sectors will continue to show the interest, like Web3 or crypto-based investment. Okay? And the creator of the commerce and core sectors such as agri-tech and health tech. Some India-specific trend will further affect the momentum over 2022 are: one is stricter IPO norms are expected to be rolled out by SEBI. Then regulatory shifts are likely to continue affect few sectors such as online gaming, cryptocurrency and fintech. And finally, the talent attraction and the retention will continue to remain the top mind of the scaling of the startups. Now, performance of the crowdfunding in India. As far as crowdfunding is concerned, Indian crowdfunding segment witnessed a homogeneous growth, and the transaction value due to the two impressive reasons. Number one, increase in the internet usage, specifically on the mobile, and the social media penetration among the internet users. Due to lack of regulatory stance and trust on the online funding, Indian crowdfunding segment witnessed a decline in their growth. In the light of helping the MSME to raise the financial assistance, Amazon has come out with the fundraising program, that is Amazon Wings, in collaboration with the Kito, a crowdfunding platform. Another industry is the healthcare industry. This industry requires government to contribute and spend on it around 1.15% of its GDP on the average medical necessities. The personal bank loan adds up to the burden because of the high interest rate. Crowdfunding has gained the traction in this sector by helping the venture who assist the people with the medical loans. Coming down to understand the impact on the education sector. Students in India confront a financial turbulence when it comes to the higher education. Applying for the education loan has become all the more competitive and expensive. Education crowdfunding served as a solution for the venture that helped the Indian student to pursue the higher education. Impact Guru received a contribution of around rupees 13.2 lakh for education sector. Then entertainment industry performance. Under the crowdfunding, it has started gaining the momentum. And independent writer, artists, directors started earning a lot of their projects through the support of the crowdfunding. Some platforms also ensures that the creator are recognized for their work and they get the right set of audience for their work they do. By taking into consideration this review, what could be the future of the crowdfunding in India? Definitely, it will be one of the most creative ways to raise the needed money for the business startup in 21st century. It will bring the creative ideas and those with the investment dollars together. It gives anyone a real chance of the starting their own business. Roller coaster model. This roller coaster model that the global economy has been leaves a bank and other lending institution the cautious where their investment dollar goes. Scoring a traditional loan to start a business is more than an uphill battle. So crowdfunding take your ideas to masses and gives your business venture a fighting chance to see the light of the day. One of the biggest mistakes that are made by those who are trying crowdfunding for the first time is the failure to understand that it takes more efforts than simply building a nice profile and publishing. The idea is not going to go get out of this there on your own, but you need to start a campaign. 21st century allows all types of the methods of the contract and the public via social media platform and emails. You will get the venture capital if you can give your purpose to your campaign, provide adequate reward incentive, and create a great looking presentation. That is the need. The most attractive part of the using the crowdfunding is that if you have a firm belief in your ideas, there is a chance to advance to the level of the business ownership. You are not tied up to waiting for the decision by the big banks and the corporate suits that you don't see the full financial potential of your venture. Crowdfunding is the great source of your venture and venture capital. It is allowed the startup business to grow in times of recession. What is store in the crowdfunding in India? What is in store? Crowdfunding is the concept of collecting the funds from the multiple investors via social networking sites and web-based platform for majority of the business purposes. Online crowdfunding Venkatin portal is raising the funds for your various other purposes like social causes, charities ideas, disaster relief, events, and this concept of idea helps in raising the funds for the startup for the first time business and the first time business owners and also for the promotes a social and the cultural causes. India's leading crowdfunding platform includes the Kickstarters, Kito, Catapult, Fuel a Dream, Fundable, Indiago, Milap, Wishberry. There are many n number of platforms, crowdfunding platforms. Now the challenges in the crowdfunding in India consist of 1, lack of trust over the online transaction. The e-commerce industry has definitely seen a success with the credit card and debit card and mobile wallet. Right? Everybody nowadays is using either debit card, credit card or mobile wallet. GPay and all other things, right? Google Pay. However, that has been possible because of the choice offered by such a cash out delivery. Even today, cash out delivery orders are a significant portion in Indian e-commerce, as lack of trust over the online transaction still it exists. Zero or low rate of interest. General mindset of the people is that the investor, if money is invested, then the return should be there. And if the returns are there, they should be with the high rate. For an online donation or the purchase-based model, the rate of interest is definitely a low attracting only a limited number of the funders in India. Legal repercussion, mainly for the equity-based model. As per the SEBI guidelines, equity-based online crowdfunding is not allowed, that everybody is aware of it. Currently, even microfinancing model of the crowdfunding is also being questioned, creating uncertainty over the crowdfunding business model. In respect of the negative publicity, since the crowdfunding campaign is intended to attract the masses, in case of presentation is not up to the mark, then it could create a negative impact on even large scale too. Thus, the damage could be equally large as one would expect in the success to be. Now, venture capital funds that fuels the e-commerce in India. This venture capital funding is the prime source of the finance for high potential startup firms. That e-commerce marketplace is one such entity which is highly dependent on the venture capital funding to fulfill the requirement of the capital. See, e-commerce industry, right? So corporate venture capital has long been seen as the strongest kind of finance, but it is also the least likely to be available entrepreneur. Each of these funding approaches is likely to foster the distinct company culture, which might have the influence on the e-commerce venture long-term success. So long-term success will be achieved by the e-commerce if you have a definite source of funding, and that is provided by the venture capital funding, which has a life of approximately 10 years. So minimum 5 years at least they will be funding to this e-commerce. That is long-term funding. It is understood that there are several factors which are influencing the venture capitalist investors to invest in the type of firm and analyze how firms are consolidating their positions in the market to increase their valuation to obtain more funding from the venture capital. In India, some of the venture capitals have been early movers. Back then, the e-commerce was not when there is in India. Early more, when e-commerce was not there. At that time, some venture capitals have been early movers. It was experiment. And somebody needed to put money in the experiment. So, it would be a wrong to say that venture capitals created the market where there was none. As the industry has expanded, so has the pool of investors. Some of the large e-commerce players such as Flipkart and the Snapdeal, they are the past venture capitals and at a different stages. And they are now attracting the private equity strategic and hedging funds investors. In its latest investment round, for instance, Snapdeal, investors were BlackRock, Tamsec, Marriott Asset Management, then Tybourne's Capital Management and Premji Investment. In the last stage, some of the investors that are becoming active would include the Premji Invest, then Naspiers and Tansek. The Flipkart acquisition of Myntra as one of the first exit in e-commerce, and it is important to see the beginning of the transaction that is provided multi-bagger exist with 5,000 to 10,000 returns on invested capital. But not everyone is convinced about that e-commerce story and the valuation some of the e-commerce ventures are commanding. Foreign investors have only shown a greater appetite for Indian e-commerce action. The Indian shoppers will ultimately determine in the years whether the venture capitals, especially this set of 7 venture capitals, end up cashing or cutting their losses. So friends, here we conclude this chapter as well as the last chapter or your syllabus of venture capital and crowdfunding. I am sincerely thankful to Wellington Institute of Management for giving me an opportunity to write this book on syllabus of venture capital and crowdfunding, as well as to deliver it to you by way of video, the video lectures, and I can reach out to you by the medium of video lectures. And thank you for your support also, for supporting the Wellington Institute of Management and the person like me who are always toward the side of spreading the knowledge. With this small note, I sincerely thanks to each one of you, including Wellington Institute of Management. Thank you very much.